Ladies and gentlemen, now boarding for Latitude, the travel photography podcast on the Improve Photography Network. And now your hosts, Brian McGuckin and Brent Bergherm.
Welcome back to Latitude, the travel photography podcast. I am the host, Brian McGuckin, along with the other host.
That's me, Brent Bergherm. Thank you, Brian.
I think seeing the travel photography made me want to say I'm the host, but I'm not the host.
Yeah,
You're not the host.
We're co-hosts.
We are the host.
Yes.
So it's good to be back on with you. It was a great interview that you had last time with Jason. Thank you for doing that and sharing that with us.
And I'm looking forward to your interview. You've got one coming up too.
I do. I'm not going to give it away. People will have to wait and see. But it is one that if you are a female, you may be more interested in this one than some of the past ones that we've had. That being said, let's talk about today's. On today's episode, I want to talk about apps and the different types of apps that we use. And Brent, what are you going to share with us?
Well, I'm just curious. You've got some things typed up here. You're looking pretty much on the phone only, or are you looking for just in general apps on your computer, apps on your phone, just any kind of app?
Well, I'm thinking any kind of app, really.
Okay.
To me, you know, apps that I use on my phone, I also use on my iPad for the most part when it works. So
Yeah. Sweet.
Most of the apps that I'm going to share kind of work for either, really.
Right. I'll be looking at sharing some trip planning type stuff. You guys, if you're following the Facebook group, you know that I've got some trips coming up, so we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. But let's start off, Brian, you've got some planning apps figured out. Tell us what those are about.
Yeah, you know, one of the keys to having a successful trip is your planning. And there are tons of different apps out there. And all the apps that I'm saying that I've used, I'm not necessarily saying that they're the best. There are probably better ones out there. And actually, I hope that you guys will jump into the Facebook page for the Latitude Travel Photography Podcast and join us in there and post and share with us some of your favorite apps, because I'm sure there are ones that are out there better than what I'm using. I just wanted to share the ones that I've used in the past and how that's worked for me. So I think, you know, being that we are part of the Improve Photography Network, the first app that I have to talk about, which I'm actually going to throw back to you, is RGPS, the Really Good Photo Spots. I know I downloaded it, and I believe you have as well, and you've spent some time using it, right?
I have spent a little bit of time using it. We're considered beta testers right now because it's not in public distribution, but this is a really cool app. The potential is just awesome. And what we see coming through is just a really simple interface. So you can basically, it just looks at where you're at. If you have to give it permission to sense your location, and it'll look where you're at, and then you can see all these recommended photo spots, and it'll just go through a nice list, and it goes from closest to further away. And you can then determine for yourself how far you want to drive, if there's something right near where you're at when you're traveling somewhere, or maybe it's only an hour away, something like that. And then you can certainly get directions to that. But the biggest benefit is not only do you see some pictures that are relatively curated, they're actually curated pretty well, but we're also going to be able to have people uploading their pictures and uploading new spots. So if you're a member of the group, of the IP family, of course, if you're listening, of course you are, you're certainly going to be invited to download this app and contribute to the app. And that's going to be a great thing overall, especially once we get a bunch of people submitting more things.
It will. Two main things I love about this app is, one, that everyone's going to be able to contribute to it. And two, is that when you're in a location and you're wondering, I wonder if there's any good spots around here, you don't have to sit there and ask everybody around you. You can just open up the app and see what some of the other people have posted. And so I think that's going to be great. So I'm excited about that app for planning.
And we're starting with thousands of locations, and that's just going to be amazing, I think, because, you know, when you're out in the middle of nowhere, you're probably still going to have something pop up. And, you know, if you're in a very populated area, you'll have plenty of places pop up, I'm sure. So there's just tens of thousands of locations that are possible. But I forget what Jim said, but we have, I know, 1,000 still left to be put in for the U.S., and then there's just tens of thousands all that are potential for the rest of the world. It's wonderful. All those different locations.
I agree. So that is one one app that would be great to use when you're kind of trying to plan out where you're going to go. But also, you know, there are, some of these apps are also websites as far as Groupon. I've used Groupon before, and I've used Living Social to kind of figure out prices and best deals on places that I'm going to go to. And so they have apps for those. Obviously, another one that I like to use is Duolingo, which, have you ever used Duolingo before?
Have you heard of it? I have. That's a slick little app. And learning a new language, or at least the constructs of a new language, you know, so you can figure out how things sound and try and get pronunciations right. That's a good opportunity for that, too.
It is. And then there are other things that you can do, such as searching through images, whether you're on 500px or if you even just go into like Google Maps. Jim shared a tip with us when we were in Arizona about how he likes to go into Google Maps and kind of find a location and then use the Photosphere, which is kind of built into it. And so I guess the secret to that is when you go and you want to take that little person and click on him and drag him and drop him into a street, you don't let go. And when you do that, you're going to see these, I believe they were like blue circles that pop up.
Right.
And then you go to those circles. And then what it will do is it will allow you to kind of see a 360-degree view of that location. And I think that's great because there are a lot of times where you just see a picture or you just see pictures, but you don't know, well, what is it like behind them?
Right.
And so this is a great way to kind of see everything. And so when you're planning, that may be helpful.
Yes, that's a really neat tool to use.
Now, another one that's extremely simple, and it's not an app that I have ever paid for, it's just using the notes page on my phone, using the notes to kind of keep track of things, whether it's packing what I need to pack or locations that I'm planning to go to or any type of notes that you need or lists that you want to make. But I like to take everything and put it into Dropbox so that way I can access it from other computers if I need to or quickly through Dropbox on my phone. I also will put things into Google Drive, and I'll also email things to myself. And when I say things, I'm talking about copies, photocopies of my passport, of my driver's license, of my itinerary and where I'm going to be. And I share that information usually with my wife and family. And so, you know, just having those little apps right there on your phone makes it easy to get to. You do that? Do you store any of your pictures anywhere or any information?
I do, especially I'm a Dropbox user as well. And for my trip that's coming up, definitely putting all the airline reservations and everything like that in PDF form so I can view it anywhere on any device. And my biggest problem is if I were to lose my phone or something, I might forget my password. So, you know, that's something I have to worry about. But otherwise, it's very handy and convenient right there on my phone. If there's any questions, I'll just look it up, look up the confirmation numbers, those kinds of things, and prove to the attendants that, hey, I am right. I'm supposed to be on this flight or whatever the case is.
Right. And even just using the Photos app, you know, if you take pictures of things, then you can go into your photos to see the pictures of the documents that you took.
Right.
Also, other apps such as Rick Steves. If you go to Europe, Rick Steves has some awesome stuff. And there's an app that you can download. And within a lot of these apps also have like in-app purchases. So you can go in there and you can purchase kind of like city tours that they may have. There's Guides by Lonely Planet. And then there's another one called City Guides. And a lot of those just kind of give you little highlights of locations around where you're going to be. And I think that's a great way to kind of plan and become familiar with where you're going to go to. Another one, which is for people who are a little bit more free-spirited than myself, is Couchsurfing. There's an app for that allows you to find other couch surfers out there, which are people that basically open up their homes to allow you to come in and just crash on their couch for the night and I guess meet friends with a new stranger. Does that make sense? You know, meet a new stranger, but they're now a friend. So meet friends with a new stranger.
Yes. That's one that I would have a little tough time doing, but it's I don't know. If they had a separate room, I don't mind doing that. But just staying in the family room on the couch, that's a little nerve-wracking for me.
Yeah, for me as well. Are there any other apps that you use at all for planning that I haven't shared so far?
Related to couch surfing, I have used the Airbnb app. They have a really nice search function for seeing what's available in their area that you're looking at going to. And then other than that, not really. I think you've got some really good ideas here. In fact, those Lonely Guide Lonely Planet items, the guides they have there. I'm going to be looking that up myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of great ones out there for planning.
So what about flights? You got some information here on flight type planning.
Okay, so one of the main apps that I've used is Kayak, just for trying to find some cheap flights in some areas. I know Just Fly has a website, and I know that's a common one that's used. Have you ever used, do they have an app? I'm not even aware of if they do.
I've not used Just Fly myself.
Okay, I would assume maybe they do. But I'll also use like Flight Tracker or Sky Scanner to keep track of, you know, where my plane is coming. Is it going to be on time? What gate is it going to be on or be at, and so forth. And another one would be like your airline app, depending on who you're flying with, which I won't mention any specific airlines because I know that there are some in the news right now.
Oh, my goodness.
That's kind of a heated topic for some people. Also, on the flights, you know, when you're in the plane and you have to put on a trip mode, you know, your airplane mode, then a lot of times that's when I like to just kick back and relax and listen to some music or some videos. And so I try to download all my music and videos ahead of time at home and then be able to enjoy those on my iPad or on my phone. But there are a lot of great magazine apps that are out there, like National Geographic, their Traveler magazine that they have. There's the one, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, was it Condé Nast, Traveler? National Parks by National Geographic, that's a decent one too. And I like those because it's kind of like having an electronic magazine there. And the thing about it, though, is they have in-app purchases. So yes, you've got to pay a bunch of money, you know, to get the specific magazines on the areas that you want to go to. But to me, it's worth it, you know, $5 or whatever it may be, to just be able to have that while I'm on the plane heading to my destination. I think sometimes it can be worth it.
Yeah, that probably works better on an iPad or other tablet as well. I can't imagine doing that on my phone anyway. But I've seen National Geographic's tablet app, and it is a very nice app. They really complement the magazine well. One thing that you were talking about with downloading your items on your phone for like movies and whatnot, or your tablet, another airline that isn't in the news so much these days, they have a nice thing where even when you're on the plane, you can stream their video content to your phone, to your device over the Wi-Fi that they have set up. And it's free for most of the content. You can pay for additional content, but it's kind of nice to be able to have that built into your airline ticket as well.
Who's that? What airliner?
Alaska Airlines.
Oh, I doubt they fly much around the Midwest, do they?
No, they get out there, but they don't have that. Their hub is Seattle, and now they just merged with Virgin America. So they're trying to have this whole West Coast vibe, as they're calling it, and merging those two airlines together. They're definitely dominating the West Coast now.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, and you know what? I think I was listening to, let me just interject for a second, and I know I'm going to sidetrack, but you are a geek. You are a big geek. I listened to the last Improved Photography podcast, the one where you were talking about the eclipse that we're going to have.
Yes.
And I'm just like, what? I don't have my dictionary. What does that word mean? What does that word mean? And you were like all on top of it, man. You were like, and then it's going to be here and then there, and then you're going to need this and you're going to need that. And then, and I'm just, I mean, it was awesome. You know,
the problem I have, I probably went too fast.
Oh, wow.
I got a little excited about that topic. It was awesome.
Well, even if you would have gone slower, I would have had no clue what you were saying still.
But yes, my wife will concur. I'm a geek. Yes, it's a fact.
Yeah. So it was great. So if you guys haven't checked out that episode, I guess that could deal with travel because it's going to be an eclipse that's going to cover all of the United States. And I believe you said that you looked into hotels in a certain area where it's going to be the most and it was already booked?
Right. Yeah. So it lands, makes landfall, if you want to call it that, in Oregon, about central coast of Oregon, slightly north of central coast of Oregon. And it takes an hour and a half to go all the way across the continental U.S. And it leaves and goes into the Atlantic Ocean in South Carolina. And my family and I are looking at doing a summer trip. And so we're thinking, wow, we'll be in Scott's Bluff. We've mentioned that before on this podcast. We'll be in Scott's Bluff on the 21st. And so I looked up camping. I looked up hotels. Even within an hour and a half drive of there, everything's booked solid already.
Wow.
And so I was just like, well, shoot, that doesn't work. So with the changes that we've made in our schedule and all that stuff, I basically have ended up deciding at this point in time to not worry about trying to get it because it's just not going to work out. Well, the IP community is fantastic. I've actually had two people contact me already saying, hey, you know, I live right in the path. You can use me as a resource. And I was just, number one, very impressed and very humbled. But number two, just looking at it like, well, we're a family of six as well. So if we have the whole family out there, I don't want to impose myself on someone like that. But one guy was even saying he's got a friend who's got a hunting cabin. And I was like, oh, yeah,
cool.
That would be awesome. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Our big summer road trip is still a little bit in flux as far as the planning right now. So it's not a guarantee. Effectively, what will happen is if we don't go on it, probably just going to come here to Idaho where my folks live because they're right in the path and I can just essentially go outside in the backyard and I could photograph it there.
So now,
we'll see what happens.
Are there any apps that will be helpful for being able to track this whole eclipse thing?
So there are a couple out there and a couple of websites that at least that I would initially look at is there's one called Mr. Eclipse and talk about geek. This guy is wonderfully geeked out on everything with shooting the sun and the eclipse. And so he'll even go into so much as the exact exposure you would need for the certain filter you're using and all this kind of stuff. And it's just awesome. That's where I got much of the shooting information from. And then I believe the website is greatamericaneclipse.com or something like that. And so they will have it split out state by state and they'll have detailed maps for you to look at and see exactly where it's going to happen. And a couple of things to note is the path of the shadow, the totality that they're talking about, that's where the moon will completely block out the sun. But even as far down as Texas, you're still going to have an effect. While it's not going to be a complete blockage, you're going to have about 70% of the sun is going to be blocked out. So if you were to have a solar filter and you were going to zoom in on the sun, you'd be able to still get a significant portion of the sun blocked out by the moon.
Very
and that would
cool.
be pretty cool. Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Well, you know what? I know that I opened a door to a vault that I shouldn't have because I know you could keep talking about this. But instead,
yeah, let's get back on track.
Well, I'm thinking also, let's just send people over to the latest. I think it was the most recent one, right?
So yeah, it was episode 219, I think.
Okay, that sounds about right. Well, check out the other episodes while you're at it.
Of course, of course.
So the last section that I just wanted to share on apps before we jump over to your topic just deals with on location. Usually when I'm there, there's not a whole lot of apps that I actually use other than some type of mapping app to find where I'm at. But to me, the most helpful app is a translator app. And to me, my favorite app when I travel is Google Translate. Just the ability to open up your phone and you can turn on this camera and hold it over the text of different languages. And it will literally just, you'll see your screen kind of go a little bit crazy and it will translate it live while you're just holding your phone over it. And that is awesome. Have you used that?
I have. It's such a wonderful thing to have. You need to download, if you're not going to have data service where you're going to, you need to download that language component. And so each language is roughly 30 megabytes. It's worth it though, because when I was traveling in Europe last summer with my father, he's got a couple of dietary restrictions. And so I just pull up that app and I put it right on the ingredients list. And for most of the ingredients, had no problem. It would tell us right what's in that food that we're looking to buy. It was wonderful.
That's great. Yeah. So definitely check out the Google Translate app if you haven't. There's Speak and Translate, which just helps you to speak into your phone and then it will translate your language for you. There's Pronunciator, which helps teach you how to pronunciate the words correctly. I recently came across one called PlugShare, which kind of shows you different charging stations in the United States where you can go and plug in your phone and things that you need to charge, which might be helpful for me if I'm in other countries, not as much in the United States, but I don't believe it works in other countries, but there's probably something similar to it. But the last one is Postagram. Postagram is just a fun little app where you can, from your phone, take a picture and then, you know, type in a few little things here and there, and it will send like a little postcard to your family or your friends or whoever you want to send it to back at home. And that's just kind of a fun way to, you know, get something in the mail, or you get home and all of a sudden you're going through your mail and you see all these postcards, postagrams that you sent to yourself. And I just think that's a fun app to play with as well.
Yeah, I read about that a little while ago and I thought, how cool is that? Because it's super convenient and you can definitely have a good, you know, feeling going home sort of thing, whether it's your folks you're sending it to, your wife, your husband, whatever, and just kind of that extra touch while you're away. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of being away, you're going to be going away this summer. And I know you've been planning tons of trips because you're like, hey, Brian, we could do this and we could do that and we can here and we can go there. And, you know, I'm a family of six as well. And you're a family of six. So that would be a large group if we all went together. But why don't you share with us just how your trip planning is going and where you're at.
Thank you. So I've got several things going on from June through September. I'm going to be away from home in the neighborhood of 11 to 12 weeks. And that's even before school gets out. I'm a teacher and I'm actually going to Miami in the beginning of June. And I have yet to announce exactly where and when I'm going to do a free meetup, but I do plan on doing a free meetup when I'm there. So either continue listening, I'll announce it in a future episode, or just watch the Facebook group. And so looking forward to that. I won't have a car or anything. I'll just be flying in and going to a conference. So this is one of those kinds of things where people have asked in the Facebook group, you know, talk about what do you do to get out and shoot pictures when you're going, when you're traveling on business? And this is exactly what I'm doing. Just seeing which kind of evening I'll have free and see what I can do to meet up with some listeners and just have a fun evening out shooting. And then of course the next day I'll be back in the hotel conference room, listening to other things about design and all sorts of stuff. So, Miami is coming up. I've got another trip about 2 weeks after that. I'm actually taking my two older boys out to the Redwoods National Park, and it's actually a state park as well. So I'm not sure how they do that, but it's both a state park and national park in one. And so we're going to start there and then we'll work our way north into the Oregon coast. And so it's just going to be the three of us on that one. And so that's a little bit of trip planning regarding, you know, having some of your family with you. The point on this trip, though, is I want to teach my boys, the oldest is 13, I want to teach my boys a little bit about video shooting, production, and getting things on their YouTube channel, because each of them actually have a YouTube channel. And so I'm going to help them understand what we go through for that. So while we're going to certainly be busy doing things, we're going to see a lot of beautiful sights and videoing in some of those regions. I haven't worked out as much as I wanted to. Well, that's two of the main trips.
So those are the locations you've got going here in the U.S., right?
Yes. So I also have hopefully another trip we are working on. It's nothing's booked yet, so it's in the plans, and we would look at spending 4 weeks on the road, going all the way out to North Carolina. I've got some relatives out there, and that would involve potentially a regular paid workshop in Chicago area. That's where I grew up. And so I'd like to do at least a one-day workshop there if I could with some listeners, and then move down through your neck of the woods and head out towards Tennessee and North Carolina. Then we'll shoot back and come through. That one, while we have a tentative plan as to where we're going to go, what we would shoot would be the Ozarks. We'll get to the Four Corners area. I don't know if you've been to Shiprock in New Mexico. Certainly something to look up. It's an absolutely gorgeous rock that just juts out of the desert. And then we'll be going to Arches. And like I mentioned, the Chicago area, lots of beautiful things to shoot in that area. Just lots of good things. It'll mostly be a family trip on this one, though. So this one's going to be the kind of thing where I'm balancing a little bit of photography with a lot of bit of family type stuff. And then the cream of the crop, as it were, is my trip to Croatia. That's booked. That's definitely happening. And on the way back, as we drive back north to home, my wife has agreed she's going to drop me off at the airport in Salt Lake City, and I'm going to fly down to LA to catch my flight out to Barcelona, and then we're going to split there, basically. She'll drive on home, and I will take off for 2 weeks in Croatia.
Speaking of Croatia, here's a fun little fact for you. Did you know that Walt Disney was a big fan of Croatia?
I did not know that.
Actually, I don't know that he is. I'm just kind of using that as my little intro to this. Apparently, the Dalmatian comes from Croatia.
Yes,
so
the Dalmatian Coast.
101 Dalmatians, you know, Disney movie, very popular.
Yeah.
And Croatia. And so when you're there, maybe you're going to see a bunch of Croatian dogs. Well, I guess all dogs in Croatia are Croatian dogs, right?
Right. But they're not all Dalmatians.
They're not all Dalmatians. Exactly. So that's going to be great. So how's your trip planning going for that?
Well, it's going really well. I have it figured out as to the spots that I want to go to. But really, the thing I'm struggling with now, like most people probably do with planning, is I am actually hunting for a new bag, or I'm going to use one of my really old bags. And the problem that I'm dealing with now is, if folks have listened to several episodes ago on the regular IP podcast, I talked about my love for the Peak Design Messenger 13. It's slightly smaller than the Messenger 15. It also holds my 13-inch notebook. But the problem I have with that bag now is I shoot with a 5D Mark IV. It's just a little bit too big for that bag. And so when it's fully loaded, it topples over because the bottom isn't wide enough. And so it'll just topple over. I love that bag for a slightly smaller camera, but not for this bigger camera. And so I'm looking for something to, if possible, hold my computer. In addition to holding the camera, of course. And so I am hunting for a new bag. And we had one of our writers on the website just release a great review on the Signature 13, which I know, Brian, you've shot or traveled with as well.
Yep.
And that's a Signature 13 from Think Tank, is it?
Well, yeah. Think Tank and Mindshift together are actually kind of
the same
company. But yes, this one is Think Tank who does that.
Okay. Yeah, and that looks to be a really beautiful bag. So I'm just, you know, in the throes of deciding what I'm going to do there. But I'm going to start off in the city of Zadar. I'm going to go up to Plitvice Lakes National Park. And if people are interested in knowing, I've got a couple of links in the show notes, but there's also going to be an album shared in the Facebook group, or you can just go to my photo page as well, which is just called Brent Bergham Photo. And there's about three images that I want to take a look at. And that is, the first one is just a panorama of Dubrovnik. The old town Dubrovnik is absolutely gorgeous. I just want people to just kind of understand this is a historic city. You've got a big wall all the way around it that you can get up onto it and you can walk around it. And it's about a mile and a half, I think, all the way around. And it's just absolutely a delightful city to shoot. Plitvice Lakes National Park is going to be the first place I go to. You have waterfalls that have a mineral in the water, and what happens, and I'm really truncating this. So while you called me a geek earlier, Brian, I would refer people to the other websites that can give you a lot better information. So there's this mineral in the water that as it flows through, it will actually kill the roots for the plants. And it becomes this, what they call karst. And so that's this mineral rocky type substance. And so then the plants will grow higher and then their roots will get killed lower again. And so it continues to, over time, grow higher and higher and higher. And so now they have 16 main lakes that have built up over the centuries. And these three rivers come in and just are feeding into it. And then they've got these boardwalks that are just going everywhere. And so I'm going to spend 2 days there. And so as you click through, you'll see some of these wonderful waterfalls where you just have this whole wall of a cascade of water just seeping through almost through nowhere. And then if we were to click through, you know, you can see some pictures of the people there. And getting back into Dubrovnik, let's describe that a little bit more. There's an island right off the coast of Dubrovnik that you can frame up with the overall, the red roof tiles of the overall city, the old town city. And you've got some old churches in there with some domes, and just at the right light, basically the evening time, when you're on the wall and you're walking around, you can get just wonderful compositions. I say use your polarizer so you can enhance the tonality of the sky and the water. And it's just a beautiful place to walk around and to photograph. So I'm really looking forward to visiting there again, because I went there about 12 years ago and I'm heading back again here in September.
It is beautiful. It's been on my bucket list of places to go to just because of seeing all those waterfalls. The only waterfall system I've seen that to me is more impressive is Iguazu Falls on the border of Brazil and Argentina. But yeah, these this place looks beautiful. You're going to have such an awesome time. I'm jealous.
Absolutely. And then there's one other place that I'll be heading to that's also waterfalls. It's called Kirka National Park, and that's K-R-K-A. And I've also got a link to a map that is in our show notes. So if you are so inclined, you could look that up. But what we've got there is about a mile and a half, maybe slightly less than that, a circular path that just has all these different places you go in and out of all these different nooks and crannies. And you've got so many opportunities for so many different ways of photographing all these different waterfalls. I don't know how I'm going to get it all done in a day, but I only have a day planned there. But it's just going to be such a delightful place. And then I'm going to add a little bit of exotic location. As if Croatia wasn't exotic enough, I'm going to be heading to the city of Mostar, and that is in the country of Bosnia and Herzegovina. And so that's just a little bit north of, a little bit northeast of the city of Split, which is in Croatia. And so heading up there, which is going to be pretty sweet. I'll end it in Dubrovnik, and then I fly back through Barcelona again, and I come on home. So the end result, the end goal, what I'm doing here is I'm not only going to have a lot of fun, but I want to scout out some locations for doing a photo tour with some people next year. So I'll hopefully be able to announce those dates probably sometime in November or December, and we can get that planned for summer 2018.
Well, that is awesome. So you've got nothing going on this summer.
Oh, yeah. I'm just kicking back.
Yeah, it sounds like it. No, that's going to be great. Talking about meetups, I am hoping to, and I'm not positive yet if I'm going to, I want to try to do it during the summer, but I'm looking into doing a free meetup with the listeners here up in the UP of Michigan. I know that you mentioned how you would like to be in that area as well. I'm not sure if that's going to work out from what you were saying before. I know the fall time is kind of best with the leaves and everything. However, I don't believe I'm going to be available in the fall to go up there. So I'm thinking of going up there in the summer. So if anyone in the UP area is listening and may be interested in that, or if anyone may be interested in coming there, mention that. Let's get connected in the Facebook group and see if we can do that.
Yeah, the Michigan UP would be a fantastic place to go. That's for sure. It's some place that's been on my list. And, you know, that one national park is certainly up there that we've mentioned earlier, but lots of other good stuff to shoot and photograph up there. Great place to go.
Mm-hmm. That would be great. Okay, so let's talk really quick about your dream destination of the week. Where's yours?
Mine, I've chosen Charleston, South Carolina. That is going to be the location of the next Improved Photography Retreat. So there's, I guess, there's a little bit of a plug there for that. But I've been looking up Charleston, South Carolina, and it's such a great place. If you look at it on the map, you've got all these different rivers coming into the harbor there, and whenever you have that much interest as it relates to the water features and the land features and a city there, it's just, you're bound to have some gorgeous spots. It's just going to be absolutely wonderful. And so I've done just a little bit of looking at it. It's going to be great. A couple of things to look up is the Angel Oak and Battery Park. Those are just two of the countless amazing places to go shoot in and around Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Anyone that's able to attend that, I know that last time it sold out fairly quickly.
And they did.
And I think that is going to increase the number of tickets available. However, you've got to jump on that if you want to join it.
Yeah, the only thing we know right now, I think, is that it's in Charleston, and the rest of the details haven't been made public. So it is supposed to be soon. So by the time you're listening to this, it might already be made public. I don't know, but I know it's soon.
There you go. Well, my destination of the week is Banff. Banff National Park in the Canadian Rockies, which is up there in the Alberta, Canada area. I have always been in love with just the blue water of the lake that's there with the mountains around it. And it's a place I've never had a chance to go to yet. So that is my destination. Have you been there?
I have not, but I definitely know what you're talking about with that blue water. Every time I see pictures of it, I'm just in awe that they didn't mess with that picture. That is actually what the water looks like, mm-hmm. So they say. So I have yet to see it myself, though. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, you know, beautiful, clean, crisp, clear water with snow-capped peaks around it. Mm, it's only a 30-hour drive from where I live. So
that's nothing.
Maybe I'll just drink a bunch of caffeine, suck it up, and and make a trip there this summer, too. So Banff is on my place. Well, It was great to be together with you, Brent, and to hear about all the crazy trips that you have going on. And again, with the apps, there are tons of great apps that are out there for traveling, and I would love to hear what yours are. So if you would jump over to our Facebook group and join us, that would be great. Again, we are at the Latitude, the Travel Photography Podcast Facebook group there, and you can share it. And I love it. We've got just over a little bit over 500 members now. And
hey, we added 100 since our last episode together.
That's great.
That's perfect. We're on the right track.
But I just love the conversations taking place there. People posting questions about a trip they're going on, and if people have like recommendations, and just other people jumping in and answering. It's an awesome community, which the whole Improved Photography community is awesome, and it is reflected in here as well. So jump in there and continue to just share the great information that you guys are doing.
We'd like to say goodbye in a different language. Brian, what language are you going to use this time?
Well, if you don't know, Canada officially has two languages, English being one, the other being French, which I know no French words, but I believe goodbye is pronounced au revoir, something like that.
And, au revoir.
Au revoir. And, you know, I kind of have to like use my hands when I'm trying to say that.
It helps, yes.
Yeah, so that's my goodbye. What do you got for us? I hope you have Croatian.
I do have Croatian. It's going to be Doviđenja.
Doviđenja?
Doviđenja.
Doviđenja. Like Do Virginia.
Close enough.